Yahweh gave and Yahweh has taken away. Blessed be the name of Yahweh. Granted, this is not easy to do, brethren. When you are in the midst of pain and suffering, it's not easy to take this kind of attitude, granted. But the whole point here is that here is an example, a living example of someone who did just that. So it can be done. Can we do it, brethren? Can we be strong enough in our own lives when adversity falls? And this is an extreme example, mind you. I'm talking about the day-to-day difficulties and routines that we go through that make life difficult for us. Can we take the attitude that Yahweh gave and Yahweh takes away, and we can accept his will? What about the second chapter? Let's read, beginning with verse 1. Again, there was a day when the sons of Yahweh came to present themselves before Yahweh, and Satan also came among them to present himself before Yahweh. Yahweh said to Satan, "Where have you come from?" Then Satan answered Yahweh and said, "From roaming about on the earth and walking around on it." Yahweh said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job? For there is no one like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man, fearing Elohim and turning away from evil." Notice the attitude, fearing Elohim and turning away from evil. He made a choice. And he still holds fast his integrity. He made another choice. "Although you incited me against him to ruin him without cause." Notice that, to ruin him without cause. An unjust situation. And yet Job chooses to retain his integrity. "Satan answered Yahweh and said, 'Skin for skin. Yes, all that a man has he will give for his life. However, put forth your hand now and touch his bone and his flesh. He will curse you to your face.' So Yahweh said to Satan, 'Behold, he is in your power. Only spare his life.' Then Satan went out from the presence of Yahweh and smote Job with sore boils from the sole of his foot to the crown of his head. And he took a potsherd to scrape himself while he was sitting among the ashes." And this is a pretty miserable situation, brethren. Undoubtedly, Job was in terrible pain. Then his wife said to him, verse 9, "Do you still hold fast your integrity? Curse Elohim and die." She made a choice too, didn't she? She made a choice too. This was her. Everyone has a breaking point, brethren. Everyone has a breaking point. You have one, I have one. This woman had reached her breaking point here, but Job didn't. He remained steadfast. He said to her, verse 10, "You speak as one of the foolish women speaks. Shall we indeed accept good from Yahweh and not accept adversity?" And all this, Job did not sin with his lips. Notice that. He says, "Shall we indeed accept good from Elohim and not accept adversity?" That's tough. That's a difficult saying, brethren. But he made a choice. He chose his attitude, and he was able to remain strong until later his friends came and reminded him how miserable he was. Job's attitude was a good start, but there was something in him in which he fell short. He had a tendency towards self-righteousness. However, Job's strong state of mind and his deep faith in Yahweh, his honesty to eventually acknowledge that he needed an attitude adjustment, resulted in his complete restoration. Yes, he suffered, but he also recognized elements of his own character and nature that needed to change if he was to have a complete relationship with Almighty Yahweh. How about us? We who in reality do not come close to the tribulations that were faced by Job, do we have the strength of character to look deep inside ourselves as he did and learn to rely completely on Yahweh? You know, Yahshua had the right idea as well. For lack of time, I won't turn to it, but we've been there before. In Matthew 6, if you want to jot down in your notes, Matthew 6, 25 through 34, where Yahshua comments on an attitude of anxiety and worry versus an attitude of trust in Yahweh and his provisions. This is where he says, you know, "Behold the lilies of the field, and you know they don't toil, but yet Yahweh clothes them this way." And he goes on to describe other scenarios where Yahweh provides, even though the one who is receiving that gift or that blessing didn't toil or sweat for those things. Yahweh knows what we need before we even ask him. So it is up to us to choose our attitude. Are we going to choose to be satisfied with what he gives us and not to be anxious or to worry? Or are we going to fret over things that in reality over which we have no control? Let's turn for a final scripture to Philippians 2, because I don't want you to get the impression that I want us only to think about ourselves when we think about attitude. What about your attitude towards others? Philippians 2, and we'll begin reading there with verse 3. And especially as we approach the holy days, I would like us to really strongly consider these things. Philippians 2, beginning with verse 3. This is a description, of course, of Yahshua and his mind, which is what we're trying to achieve. Philippians 2 verse 3 says, do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind, that's the attitude, but with humility of mind, regard one another as more important than yourselves. Do not merely look out for your own personal interests, but also for the interests of others. Have this attitude in yourselves, which was also in Messiah Yahshua. And it goes on to describe from there how Yahshua demonstrated that attitude. It's talking about humility, brethren. It's talking about thinking about others. And this is especially important, as I said, as we approach the sacred appointments with our Heavenly Father and His Son. By thinking as a servant and how we can help others, it removes the self-centered, the self-absorbed attitudes that oftentimes get in the way of having a fruitful and fulfilling life. So, brethren, as we get closer to this time of year, let us take the time for introspection even now. I know it is difficult to look inside ourselves. However, each one of us, each individual, has the responsibility and the obligation to do so. The truth of the matter is that you may not like what you see, but through the power of Yahweh's Holy Spirit, you do have the ability to do something about it if you find that you need an attitude adjustment, and we all do from time to time. So let us do so diligently. If we each do our part, we will be that much better prepared to enjoy a pleasant and spiritually fulfilling sacred season, and perhaps more important, a pleasant and fulfilling life in Yahshua. So may Yahweh bless you, and may He give you peace.